Hey, Strong Ones, welcome to today's episode. Today is a short, sweet solo episode with me, your host, Anna Willard. And today I want to talk to you about the importance of silence and solitude and allowing us to listen to our soul's cry. Now, before I get into the steps of the importance of silence and solitude and how to listen to our soul's cry, I want to explain first, what is our soul's cry? I believe our soul's cry is when we ignore the deep desires of our spirit wanting to be expressed through our being. Our body holds deep wisdom within each oceanic cell of our being, and within that wisdom holds the desires of our heart. And sometimes we get distracted within this world of what we truly want to live out or what we truly want to express throughout our being. And when we ignore those things and go for the worldly things of what we should be doing or what we think we ought to be doing, that's when our soul becomes a cry, because the desires of our heart are being ignored and they're not being expressed through our body. And I think this is where our true health lives, is when we are able to understand the desires of our heart and live them out physically. But how do we listen to the desires of our heart? I think that's the key, is silence and solitude. And to be able to listen to the wisdom with each cell that it holds within our body, I think we need to start on the physical level. And this is just the journey that I have taken. This is the journey I help lead my clients through. And that's just first listening to our body. Many of you know I have dealt with a lot of injuries, and it's been a blessing in disguise because it allows me to work out on my own. It's one of those times and places where I have to really make sure I'm rehabbing each exercise, depending on what exercise routine I'm working through. And even in the midst of the workout, sometimes I have to, you know, go back to some of those rehab exercises. But it has been a practice of understanding how to honor my body in the present moment and giving it what it needs, versus like staying true to a regimen or a strict schedule of exercises or a program. And sometimes with working out in a group setting as well, sometimes we get caught up in the midst of the group rhythm or the group pace. We deny what's true for ourselves. I know I have done that multiple times and then end up having to do more rehab because of that, unfortunately. And the key with listening and being able to honor and listen to our body, I think that's the first step of knowing of like, okay, I can't do this certain exercise. These are the rehab exercises I can do. I think once we are able to listen and have that language between our mind and body, that's the first step of understanding listening into our heart's desires. And then it goes, and then I think it's just more being led on a personal level of really listening in to what your body needs. You'll start to understand how to listen to the mental block, similar to how like an injury has a limitation or block, and learning the tools and exercise how to expand and progress your strength level mentally and emotionally. Those bodies will also have limitations or injuries that we'll have to work through, and be able to listen to and understand how to expand in a way that's honoring to those wounds just as much as you've done with the physical. So once you've understand how to listen to your physical body, that's when you're able to understand how to listen to your emotional and mental body. There's been multiple times that I've worked with clients where they don't know, not only do they get like a physical breakthrough of like understanding how to do the Turkish getup or their swings or a kettlebell snatch, whatever it may be, but they also at long the same time, they're getting like emotional and mental breakthroughs that are like big aha moments of understanding. Some of the things can be, they realize that how much people pleasing they are. They can realize how it's hard for them to take compliments. how they strive to seek other people's or their worth through accomplishments. Those are some of the things that they're able to start to understand, that mental or emotional, some blockage or wounds, as they learn how to listen into their physical body and move through and work around through some of those injuries. So that's the importance of that science and solitude. We're able to listen, not just to, we're able to listen to the wounds, but within those wounds, I think that's where the healing comes through those wounds. But at the same time, we're able to listen to our heart's desires. And some of you know, I have shared my, spiritual belief of being associating myself as a Christian, and I've kind of been jaded with reading biblical text. And I want to share a verse that goes along with this topic in a way that is inspiring to you. Know that I am not an expert on biblical text. No, I am not here to Bible bomb you and shame you into reading the Bible. I am just here to share this verse because I think it has good correlation to this topic, and that is Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. There's been so many times within my athletics, within my exercise regimen, that I have strived for, some of those things of people pleasing, acceptance, some of my worth or worthiness through accomplishments. But when I flipped the script and then I was working through some of those emotional wounds or emotional limitations and realized I'm doing this out of gratitude, out of thanksgiving for my body, out of thanksgiving for the breath within my being, praise for what my body is able and capable of doing versus shaming my body, when I have been able to see how my physical being and my health is such a gift, it has become a praise and worship. And I think that goes along with this verse, or at least this is how I have interpreted it. When I have delighted myself in the Lord through my exercise, through my health, that is when He has given the desires of my heart. And that's when you start really opening yourself up to something that is beyond your own imagination and what your soul may long for that you don't even know. So that is what I have for you guys today. Really quick steps on how to create solitude and silence within your body is, it doesn't have to be a workout, working out on your own. I would say just go for a long walk, and even just talking to yourself, you'll have a lot of self-discoveries. So it's just taking that time through some type of movement practice that allows you to really reconnect to you. It could be a yoga practice. It could be journaling. I've mentioned journaling as big self-discovery. It's something I encourage my clients to do as well. So solitude is learning how to understand your physical being and some of the limitations and wounds and working through them. And then that will give you the language to understand the mental and emotional limitations or wounds and working through them. And through that, that's when you will learn how to listen to your soul's cry, the desires of your heart. And you may be amazed by that. Thank you guys for listening. And if you are new here to the spirituality of strength training, thank you so much for being on this journey. Improving our health is never easy on all spheres of life, the mental, the emotional, spiritual, and the physical. Spiritual being the one that intertwines and connects us to those, the mind body. It's not easy, but I want to say thank you for being part of this journey. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this journey with you. And I just wanted to share this as an encouragement to you so that you may take that next step on your health journey, so that you may become whole, so you may reflect His holiness. Blessings. And if you haven't yet, make sure you give this show 5 stars, a review, and then I would love to connect with you over on Facebook within my private Facebook group. And till then, I will be back next week. Peace.